United States Steel Hour presents the Theater Guild on the air production of The Bishop Misbehaves, starring Charles Laughton, Josephine Hull, and Vanessa Brown. Helping to build a better America through better steels and products of steel is the job of the industrial family that serves the nation, United States Steel. Look for our trademark, USS, on any steel product. It's your guide to quality steel. Now, as the lights go down at the Belasco Theater in New York, here is Walter Abel speaking for the Theater Guild, one of America's foremost theatrical producers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, with spring around one corner and summer just around another, we hope to match the weather and your mood with a frivolous comedy about a bishop who, because he had read too many detective stories, fancied himself a clerical private eye. Our play, a hit on Broadway and as a film, is The Bishop Misbehaves. Three stars are here to perform in it. Charles Laughton as the bishop, Josephine Hull as his sister, Emily, and Vanessa Brown as Hester, the woman in the case. So, with Bertram Panswell here to reduce the plot to basic English, we raise the curtain on The Bishop Misbehaves by Frederick Jackson, adapted for us by Max Wilk and directed by Homer Fickett.
I say, what a horrible evening. Just look at that rain, coming down in torrents, as only true English rain can, you know. And a nasty north wind blowing the wet back and forth. I should think any sensible person would be sitting at home, snug and warm, reading a good book, or listening to the BBC. Anyone out tonight is up to no good, I'd say. What would you say? Hey, hi, ho, who's this coming down the road? Bless my soul, it can't be. Yes, it is, the dear old Bishop of Broadminster. And there's his sister Emily. Now, why aren't they at home? What can two nice people like that be doing out on a repulsive evening like this?
Now, James, dear, please drive carefully. This storm frightens me.
Nonsense, Emily, it's a wonderful storm. Ominous and howling wind. Who knows what can happen on a night like this?
Now, you're frightening me. You must stop thinking of such things. You're a bishop.
On a night like this, I could be anything.
James, keep your mind on your driving. I don't remember this road at all.
Never fear, we'll find our way home.
Oh, look, there's a fork up ahead. Which one do we take?
I don't know. Shall we try the left one?
James, you're guessing. We shouldn't take the left.
Why not? At a time like this, would Ellery Queen hesitate?
I have no desire to go sloshing down strange roads merely because Ellery Queen would do it. Who is Ellery Queen?
A master detective. Here we go. Perhaps we're on our way to something dangerous, even violent.
Oh, James, you terrify me.
On the other hand, we should probably end up in our own dull home.
Well, I shall be glad when we get home and I can go to sleep with a nice, warm, hot water bottle.
And I to relax with a good, blood-curdling detective story.
Well, that was definitely the wrong turn the bishop took. Broadminster to the right. But of course, how was he to know that? I mean, with the rain and all. Now, let us take a hop down the left away, shall we? It's a small public house, the Queen's Head. A cozy little spot. There's nobody much there, just a large, ugly-looking man behind the bar. Low-class type if I ever saw one. Ah, now the door's opening. Ah, here's a fellow in evening clothes coming in. Much better looking chap.
What's up? Any sign of him, Mr. Meadows?
Not yet, Red. But they ought to be here any minute now.
I hope nothing's gone wrong, Mr. Meadows. I don't trust Collins.
But I do. I hope this pistol didn't get wet out there.
Oh, I never did want Collins in on this job from the first.
Red, I know he'll do. He's a good friend of mine, and I want him to drive Wallace's car.
Frenchie now, he's a regular sort. Knows how to handle himself in a brush.
How do you know?
Oh, he was telling me about himself. Was that a car?
No. Now stop fretting, Red. Black mask, three pieces of rope, everything's in order.
Remember, it's my little place we're using, my pub, the Queen's Head, what I saved up my money to buy. Respectable, like. And I got my professional pride to think of.
Supposing what?
Supposing something goes wrong. All I got's my knife to handle things. Just this little sticker is all...
Knife, eh? I'm surprised at you. It's messy and not a bit British.
It's easy enough for you to say. You've got that black mask to wear. But once anybody gets suspicious of me, my record's going to tell against me.
Please, old man, do just as I've asked. Just stick up your hands along with the Wallers.
Look here. Why can't I struggle with
it? I'm sure it'll be obvious. But when I tell you to go through their pockets, you can protest if you like.
Can I say this is an awful thing to ask a honest man to do?
Yes, that might be good.
What's that? Could be them.
Get behind the door. I'll get into the mask.
Donald.
Yes, sir.
What on earth are you doing here?
Oh, Donald, it's you. Thank heavens. I absolutely had to see you before you went through with it.
Why, darling?
Oh, I've been thinking it over. I've changed my mind.
Yes.
Well, I can't let you and your friends go through with this.
It's too late now, dear. Everything's all set.
But it's too risky. I know it is.
Then why did you come here? The Wallace car will be here any minute. You've got to be able to account for every minute of your time tonight.
Nonsense. Nobody'd ever suspect me.
It's not nonsense. If they come to suspect me, they're bound to be onto you like shot.
I'm on my way to the Winfield Ball. 5 minutes added to my driving time on a night like this won't be noticed. Oh, Donald. Donald, must you go through with it?
Yes, we must. And I wish you hadn't come here.
He's right, miss. You hadn't ought to have come here. No room for amateurs. Here, have yourself a drink. Steady your nerves before you go.
I need it. Gin and tonic, with rather a lot of tonic.
Righto, miss.
But it won't make me feel any better. I'm frightened.
Don't be. The setup's perfect, I tell you. I'm sure it is.
Darling, I don't believe in perfect setups. There must be another way.
We've tried them all, remember? Now, please help me. Go to the Winfields, and I'll be there right after you. And stop worrying, silly. We're merely taking the law into our own hands. That's been done before.
Here's your drink, miss.
Donald, have something with you.
I couldn't risk it. Got to keep my head clear.
Thanks, miss. I'll have a spot, just to be sociable. Here's luck, miss.
Red, give me a few minutes alone with him, will you?
Okay. Better be quick, though. They may be here any minute.
Well?
Kiss me. Please. Darling, I'm terribly worried.
Now, it's all planned. Their car comes along the road. It runs across a row of spikes. The tire blows, and they come inside here. I'm waiting. I pull the job, put the jewels in that china mug on the mantel here, and then I'm off. That's all. Perfect. See?
Suppose something unexpected happens.
But I've thought of everything. And before the police ever hear of it, the stuff's on its way, and we're dancing at the Winfields.
Someone could find the jewels in the china mug.
How can they? My friend Frenchy comes by on his motorcycle 10 minutes later, picks it up, puts the jewels into a wrench with a hollow handle, and races for the night boat to Dieppe.
Sounds frightfully complicated.
Darling, it's simple. Now, you see, perfectly businesslike, not a bit risky.
I shan't draw an easy breath till we're married and safely out of this crazy idea.
We'll be married within a week. Now, who could ever suspect us? And what if they did? How could they prove anything?
It's not worth it. Oh, Donald, please.
I'll let you in a minute.
Quick, yes, out the back way. Slip around to your car and go.
You'll come as soon as you can?
Half an hour at the latest, I promise. Give me a kiss.
Oh, Donald.
This way, miss.
Devil's
that?
Mr. Waller, I'm afraid a
tire's
blown out.
A tire, Colin?
Yes, ma'am.
Blasted in all this storm. Well, Collins, put on a spare.
Oh, I'm afraid there is none, sir. I'll have to go down to the garage, Mr. Waller. There was one about a mile down the road.
No spare? Well, what the devil? Get one.
Yes, sir.
Confound it.
Now, Guy, must it scramble? Look, isn't that the pub across the road?
Yeah, like it. Come on, Betty. We can wait in there. Stupid idiot. No spare tire. Can you imagine it? Blast him. I'd like to know what I pay him £2.10 a week for.
But if the tires were all new ones,
what?
Guy.
What's got to do with it, Millie?
Don't you shout at me like that. In private, I can put up with your bad temper. I know it's your liver. But in public, you speak to me as a lady should be spoken to.
All right. If you hadn't wasted so much time draping yourself with every piece of jewelry you own, we'd be there by now.
What was that, Guy?
No, nothing, Millie, nothing. Let's have a drink. Landlord.
Yes, sir? What do you have, sir?
I don't suppose you have any good champagne, my man.
Might find a bottle, ma'am.
Good. Bring us the best you've got. And two glasses. Clean one.
Righto, sir.
Rather empty for this time of night, isn't it?
What do you expect? It's a lonely country road and in this blasted weather.
Perhaps I shouldn't have worn all these jewels. I don't feel safe here.
Ah, safest country in the world, England. If this were America now, you could worry, but here, never.
Well, I hope Collins gets back soon.
How's this, sir?
Looks all right, then. I'll pour it.
Guy! A man with a mask!
Quiet. Hands up, all of you. Quick now, no nonsense.
What's this? A joke?
No joke. This gun's loaded, I assure you. And I'll use it. Get your hands up.
Why, you bloody crook, you!
Guy! Are you going to stand there and...
Shut up. A barman, strip off her jewels. Now, quick, I said.
This is an awful thing to ask a honest man to do.
Here, I don't want you to touch me.
And now, the gentleman, those rings on his fingers.
Now, this is ridiculous, my man. Do you know who I am?
Barman, give me his wallet.
Righto.
Not the wallet.
Blimey, that's well petty.
Yeah, you can have the money, but let me keep the wallet. There are papers that... It's got sentimental association.
Barman, hand me the wallet. I'll get back. Now, take this rope and tie their hands. Tight.
How dare you!
Sorry, madam. Barman, hurry it up.
Awful thing, asking me to... How will I face my conscience?
Hurry.
See here, young man. You honestly believe you'll get away with this?
I plan to, yes. Barman, take these handkerchiefs and gag them.
The lady and gentleman are a witness. I does it under protest.
I'll have all the police in there.
The lady too, barman.
Oh, you beast. You can't do that to me.
Under protest, madam.
Now, into this room with you. Get along. Now I'll tie and gag you, barman.
Bloody crook. Don't tie my hands too tight.
Shut up, all of you. Don't ham it up so red. Now, all cozy. Now, the china mug on the right of the mantel. The stuff goes into it, and the operation is half completed. Mug back on the shelf, and out I go. Good night to all.
Darling, are you all right?
What are you doing? Still here?
I've been standing by out here in case of need.
Oh, Donald, look.
Blast, another car coming. I've got to cut the phone wire.
You've no time to cut telephone wires. Get away, Donald. Get away quick.
All right, here we go.
I am not lost, Emily.
But, James...
I can go in this place and get directions, my dear. Well, I'd better call Mr. Brooke at the house and tell him we'll be late or else he'll worry. Do you want to sit out here and wait?
Wait out here alone? I wouldn't think of it, James. I'm coming with you.
Hurry along, a bit wet.
Yes.
Anyone here?
The place seems deserted.
Strange.
Now, nothing strange, James. Stop imagining things.
Well, it is strange, my dear. We stopped to make a phone call and find the pub completely empty, rather like the first chapter of Blood on the Kitchen Stove.
I am disappointed. I always thought pubs were full of disorderly people, staggering about and singing ribald songs.
No one ever sings ribald songs when I appear.
Oh, what a lot of bottles. I suppose there's a different alcoholic beverage in each of them.
Yes, yes. Wonderful is the ingenuity of man.
Oh, still, this must be a respectable pub, Jane. There's a picture of Queen Victoria.
Not yet closing time and a large car abandoned outside.
Now, James, you're projecting this into a terrible crime.
No, I am not, Emily. I don't hope a crime has happened here. I only hope that if a crime has happened, it has happened here. You see the distinction, my dear?
Quite.
Barman? Man's hat. The initial GW. Very much like the case of the maddened milkman.
Oh. I'm afraid you read too many detective stories, Jane.
One cannot read too many, my dear. They stimulate the imagination. They exercise one's mental faculties. I sometimes feel I might have done greater good as a Scotland Yard man. Not that I'm not satisfied with my calling, of course. My snuff.
Bless you.
Thank you, my dear.
Well, I'm glad you're not a Scotland Yard man. It would be very wearing. You'd never be at home in time for your meals. Besides, you're needed more as a bishop.
I wonder. After all, my parishioners are never really wicked. Perhaps if I were Hercule Poirot, I could do more. It really is odd that no one is here. People were here just before we arrived.
Why, what makes you think so?
Clues. This hat. Fresh cigarettes in the ashtray. Oh. An open bottle of champagne here and those glasses. Gin and tonic. A woman's lipstick on this one, not on that one. In the words of the master, elementary, my dear Emily.
James, you're always snooping.
I am not snooping, Emily. Investigating.
Oh.
My eyeglass. Aha. Fingerprint. Smells of whiskey. It could be a crime. Yes, it could.
Oh, perhaps there's someone in this room. Over here. James. James. In there.
What?
I found something.
What?
Three people bound and gagged.
Oh, then it's not murder. It's only a sticker. Oh. I'll turn them loose with my pocket knife. Oh. The lady first, sir. There you are, madam. You, sir.
About time someone came. Where's the telephone? Been robbed.
Robbed?
Oh, my lovely jewels. Gone. Oh, a bishop.
At last. I'm on the scene before the police.
I've papers in that wallet I wouldn't lose for anything in the world.
Are the papers? Papers that might involve you in difficulties?
What's that to you, landlord? Where's the phone?
The third victim. There you are, my man.
This is a outrage.
I run the respectable place, I does.
The phone man!
We're in the bar. Come along.
Emily, look to this lady, please.
Oh, come sit down, my dear.
Operator, you there? Get the police at once.
Oh, the wire's not cut.
However, did they forget that?
You, mine host, may I see your thumb?
My thumb?
Oh, yes. So that was your drink on the bar.
Oh, yeah. How do you know?
Well, these things are a science. And you, madam, may I see your lipstick?
My lipstick? Really, James, you mustn't ask personal questions. People resent
it. Hello! Police! This is Guy Wallace speaking. Guy Wallace! I've been held up and robbed. About 20 minutes ago. The pub called the Queen's Head. Tadsworth. Send someone along at once.
How about giving them a description so that they can throw out a dragnet, barricade, roadblocks?
About 6 feet tall, full evening dress, wearing a mask. How do I know which direction he took? I was bound and gagged, I tell you. Now, hurry it, will you?
This will keep them from reaching the fence with the loot.
James, really, your language. People will say you're uncouth.
That idiot chauffeur of mine. Taking us out without a spare.
Without a spare? That's interesting. How did that happen?
He told me the tires were all new. He didn't expect trouble. Now look at this mess.
My jewels, all gone.
There, my dear. You'll get them back, I'm sure. Won't you, James?
You'll see. You had the chauffeur long?
No, just a few weeks. Hard to get chauffeurs today, you know. Chap came with excellent references.
References can be forged, you know. Reed, Eric Ambler. Recall who they were from.
Yeah, one was from a chap up in London. Rather from someone in Scotland.
As a matter of fact, one was from a lord, wasn't it, Guy?
You've never met his references personally.
No. Why?
Confederates, perhaps. I smell a ring, sir. Master thieves. Now, you were sitting here out of the rain.
And any kind. A proper gunman, if you ask me.
Oh, my lovely jewels.
Oh, there, my dear, you must relax. Barman, could you get us something to drink?
Of course, ma'am. What'll it be? Scotch? Gin?
A nice pot of tea, I think.
Tea? Come.
Mr. Waller, while the tea is brewing, would you mind coming outside with me?
What for?
Hold the torch while I check up on something.
All right.
We haven't been introduced properly, have we? I'm Mrs. Guy Waller.
Oh, how do you do? I'm Mrs. Jones. And my brother is the Bishop of Broadminster.
Of Broadminster? How nice. Oh, I hope Guy doesn't catch cold out there. He's in enough of a bad humor as it is. What can your brother be doing?
Oh, James is busy snooping. It's his hobby, you know.
How picturesque.
Yes, quite. At times it's very disconcerting, like Jekyll and Hyde.
Found it. Knew he would.
No, it doesn't make sense. A board with spikes in it.
Makes sense to me, but that I'm a student of these things.
No, I thought you were a bishop. Why don't you leave this to the police?
James is only trying to help you, Mr. Waller.
Yes, mind your manners, Guy.
Observe how providential it was our turning up as we did. You might have remained bound and gagged in there all night.
I'd like to know who planted that board across the road. Now they knew we were going to the Winfields tonight. And by this road.
A board, sir? What kind of board?
This kind, with spikes in it. Barman, if you're making tea, how about a cup of tea for me and Mr. Waller?
I'll go and get some hot water.
Bring me a whiskey. Millie, come sit over here.
Let me see. If I were a robber with police barricades around, I wouldn't be dragging loot all over England. Not at all. I'd leave it in the safest place right here for a Confederate. Naturally, just as Perry Mason would do. Could it be here in the fireplace?
Must say the police are taking their time.
Are you sure you mentioned your name to them, Guy?
Certainly. I gave my name plain enough, didn't I, Bishop?
Yes, Mr. Waller, you did indeed. Behind this painting, no. And certainly they were not stupid enough to put them in one of these china mugs. Perhaps in the wood bin, no.
And another thing. Why didn't Colin see that board in the road?
You probably learned that your windshield wiper wasn't working. Cold scuttle? No.
James, the mug has a picture of Queen Victoria on it, too. See?
What? Oh, so it does. I never saw one of those before.
Good old Perry Mason, right again.
Yes, what is it, James?
Nothing, my dear, just ha-ha.
So it was the mug after all.
Well, come and sit down, James. Stop snooping.
Well, here's the tea, ladies.
Hot water, too.
Right here.
Very useful hot water. Unless you happen to be in it, my man.
I don't know what you mean, my lord.
Come, my boy. Don't let's fence. Fence. Very good.
You're too deep for me, I must say.
No, I'm not. Mr. Waller, may I advise you on your next move? Offer a thumping big reward. If a man had Confederates in this job, he most assuredly had. A big reward would induce him to, squeal. Wouldn't you say so, Red?
How would I know, Bishop?
Oh, just right, old boy. Now, Mr. Waller, offer a few £1,000.
A few thousand?
Don't be stingy, Guy. My jewels are worth much more than that.
Well, necklace alone cost 8. I'll give £1,000.
£1,000? Blimey, that's money, that is.
Honest, Mary, my man. Do you think you could help us in any way with information?
Information, my lord? Oh, I'm just a poor, struggling pub keeper.
Of course, yes. Well, Emily, my dear, you and I must really be off.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Waller, your chauffeur should be along shortly, if the schedule is working properly.
Thank you for all your trouble, Mrs. Jones. You and your brother must come and visit us.
On the contrary, you must come to see us.
I'd love to.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Waller. Come and visit us at our home, and we'll show you the celebrated gold plate.
What, James?
A solid gold plate, my lord.
18 carats. Buried, you know, when Henry VIII seized the church lands. There's a goblet said to be genuine Cellini.
James, really, Cellini?
Come along, my dear. I'm sure the police will help you, Mr. Waller. And if they can't, perhaps I can. That £1,000 would be a most useful addition to our charity fund. Good night.
Oh, dear, what a night. And what did you mean, telling that impossible fib about gold plate?
A white lie. Consider it bait for a trap, Emily. At last, your brother will have a chance to reveal his alter ego. Jimmy, the private eye.
Private eye, James. Did you feel well?
In the pig, my dear. Come along.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Meadows. There's a trunk call for you from Tadworth.
Tadworth?
Yes, you can take this in extension here if you like.
No, do you think that he could have...
Here you are, sir. Excuse me.
Thank you, Parker. Hello? Hello? Red! What do you mean by calling me here? What? Garth? He what? And he left a calling card? Read it to me. I see. All right. I'll pick you up in 10 minutes. Blast!
Donald, there's been a slip-up, hasn't there?
Well, there most certainly has. When Frenchy went to the mug to pick up the jewels, he found nothing. Just a calling card left by the Bishop of Broadminster. No jewels, just a card.
You see? see how perfect your crime was?
Never mind, dear. The evening isn't over yet. Not at all.
Don't tell me you're going to the bishop's. Well, suppose the police are there.
If they are, we'll see them before they see us.
I'm sure we're walking into a trap.
What else can we do? The bishop has the jewels. Somehow, some way, we've got to pay him a call.
You are listening to The Bishop Misbehaves, produced by the Theatre Guild on the air and presented by the United States Steel Corporation.
And now the curtain rises on the second act of The Bishop Misbehaves, starring Charles Laughton as the Bishop of Broadminster, Josephine Hull as Mrs. Emily Jones, and Vanessa Brown as Hester, and featuring Michael Evans as Donald.
Well, well, well. Jewels stolen, a gang of cutthroats, beautiful girl. The evening's turned out to be rather jolly after all, hasn't it? And now, an hour has whizzed by. Let's you and I take a peep into the Bishop of Broadminster's home. Ah, there's a sort of meek little chap there with him. Oh, yes, that would be his curate, Mr. Brooke. Impressionable type, too.
Oh, my Lord, what a terrible story. You've been in great danger.
I hardly think so, Mr. Brooke. It was rather exhilarating, as a matter of fact. I think you may retire. I'm expecting visitors presently.
Visitors at this hour?
James, I don't like the look on your face. You look like the cat who swallowed the cream.
Sam Spade would be proud of me. I did swallow the cream and left my visiting card as well, and look what I've got in return.
James, good heavens. What is that bundle?
That, my dear, is the swag.
The swag?
From the heist.
Please translate.
Oh, the jewels and the wallet containing the papers, which I'm going to use as a bait to draw the thieves here.
Here? And you left your card behind? Then we've probably been followed.
Oh, dear, robbers coming here?
I certainly hope so. My heart is set on it, you see. If I could succeed in making one of these poor, benighted creatures see the error of his ways, I would...
You'd reform them? Oh, James, you should confine your work to the church.
Call this, my dear, extracurricular activity. Let me see now. I need a place to hide these jewels. The desk, no. Ah, a humidor. Underneath the cigars...
Will they be safe there, James?
I am improvising, Emily. You see, I deduced that this is where a gang went up against a ruthless gang.
A gang? Oh, my heavens!
The unwiped glasses on the bar, one with bright carmine lipstick, indicating a very young woman's presence, and leaving the swag on the mantle for someone else to pick up, you see.
You never told the Wallers that.
Why should I? Tip my mitt.
I'm your sister. Couldn't you trust me?
In cases like this, you trust no one. Obviously, someone else was to come for the jewels while the ringleader was establishing an alibi. Now, what would be the best place for that? A large party. And our man was in full evening dress, and we know of at least one party in the neighborhood tonight. I remind you that the Wallers were on their way there before the holdup.
But if the ringleader's at the Winfields, what makes you think he'll come here?
When his confederate gives him the word that I have the jewels in my possession...
James! Sometimes your mind astonishes me.
Thank you, my dear. Now, yes, they haven't cut our wires yet, so they've probably not arrived yet. I can still get through. Hello? Operator? I'd like, let me see, oh, here's the number. Wellsboro 76, please. Are you there? Bishop of Broadminster here. Parker. Haven't seen you in church lately. Tell me, has a trunk call come through from Tadros in the past half hour from one of your guests? Young man? Meadows? Mr. John Meadows? Mr. Donald Meadows. And he's with, yes, of course, Miss Hester Grantham. Don't bother the call. Thank you. You have been most helpful, Parker. Goodbye. I see you in church. So now we know the names, at least. Mr. Meadows and Miss Grantham. Let me see. The swag is ditched properly. I'll just leave the humidor here, Mr. Brooke. Now we can all just wait.
Well, surely you intend to notify the policeman, or...
I hope you will find, my dear Brooks, that I shall be able to handle these misguided creatures without the aid of the local constabulary. After all, the saint works alone. Why don't you go to bed?
Oh, no, sir, no, I couldn't. Besides, it's your duty to notify the police.
Perhaps Mr. Brooke is right, James. Surely there's no harm in calling the police. They can't possibly arrive in time to spoil anything.
That's right, correct. All right, call them, Brooke.
Oh, yes, yes, sir. Hello? Hello? Oh, the line
doesn't... Oh, James, does that mean...
It does, at last. They're here.
Oh. Do you think they've surrounded the house?
It wouldn't surprise me. If you want the police now, Mr. Brooke, you'll have to go for them.
Go for them? Oh, if the ruffians are out there, they'll never let me pass.
Use your brains, man. Go through the cathedral and out of the sacristy door. I don't think they'll be watching there. Forget the car. They probably put it out of commission. I'm afraid you'll have to use the church warden's bicycle.
Oh, but it's raining, my lord.
Not a moment to lose. Now, go, Brooke. Of course, if the thieves should attempt to intercept you, you are to surrender immediately.
Immediately, my lord.
God be with you, Mr. Brooke.
Amen.
Now, my dear, sit down over here with the tea and sandwiches as though we suspected nothing. You're not frightened, are you, my dear?
Dear James, I'm frightened to death, but I wouldn't miss this for anything in the world. You know, as a child, my ambition was always to be a pirate.
I know it, Emily. Way down underneath, we both of us have a strong criminal streak in us.
Hereditary, no doubt. Oh, but James, don't you think we should arm ourselves?
I shall be armed with righteousness. Besides, there are no firearms in the house, and if there were, you know, neither of us know how to use them. No, my dear, we'll rely on faith and our brains.
You are convincing, but all the same, I wish I had a sharp paper knife. I meant to buy one for weeks.
Emily, don't act frightened, even if you are, because I have a feeling that you and I, like Daniel, are in the lion's den right now.
Do you hear something?
Yes. And I sense danger around us. Brace yourself.
I'm braced.
Good girl.
James, the garden door.
Oh, come in, gentlemen. Come in.
Sit where you are, please. And don't make me outcry. Frenchie, Collins, cover the doors.
Right.
So you found my card, my dear fellow. Surely you know that stealing is a sin, and the wages of sin...
Stow the sermon. Where's the sparklers?
Ah, the gentleman from the pub. We meet again.
See this, me old cubby?
James, he has a knife.
Red, I'm still running this show and giving the orders. Red was only trying to save time. Scare him a bit.
But I don't scare easily, do I? So we are face to face. What name does your mob use?
Never mind. You won't give up the swag, eh?
No. Thou shalt not steal, you know.
You stole them away from us.
What a thing to say.
I'm merely safeguarding them. There is a difference.
Why didn't you return them to the Wallace at the pub, then?
I wanted to meet you all to find out about this strange affair.
Now, come on, stop stalling. Where is it?
Seek and ye shall find, my friend.
We shall have to search the place, you know, and mess it up a bit.
My house is yours.
Put everything back in its place, please. The house was just cleaned.
Certainly, madam. Red, you start over by the wall.
My sister and I were about to have, sir, a little supper. You don't mind if we sit down, do you?
Go right ahead. Frenchy, go out to the hall. Blimey, he's a cool one, ain't he?
Thank you. Emily, will you sit here? Oh,
thank you, James.
Colin, start checking upstairs.
Right, can we have some coffee, my dear?
Yes, please.
Oh, let me help you with that, my lady.
No man can serve two masters.
All right. I was just trying to be nice.
Red, go on upstairs with Colin.
All right.
Young man, you don't look dishonest. What made you become a head mug in the first place?
I'll come to tea someday and tell you the sad story of my misspent life. Blah, nothing in these drawers.
Have some supper, my misguided friend.
No, thank you. I'm surprised you break bread with me.
What would your mother say if she knew what you're up to?
She'd probably be just as shocked as you are. But I can't afford sentimentality.
Come along, let's not be melodramatic. Have some muffins.
Thanks, I've eaten.
At the Winfields, of course.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I shouldn't fear this chap if I were you, Emily, my dear. According to Lombroso, his skull is all wrong for a criminal.
He doesn't frighten me. He seems like such a nice boy.
Thank you. Nothing upstairs except this case.
My jewels! You dreadful man, you broke into my safe.
Just gave me the tiny drop of tea, if you know what I mean.
Tea?
TNT, my dear.
Oh. You give me back those things. They're mine and my mother's.
We'll trade them. Ah, swag for them.
Oh, no, we can't do that.
Give the case back to her.
Why should I?
Give it back to her. Here, Mrs. Jones. We'll find the swag without any tricks.
Oh, thank you. You are a gentleman.
And try the dining room.
All right, all right. I hate amateurs.
I don't understand why a nice young man like you should pursue a career of crime. Where will you end?
As a millionaire, I'm sure. Look at Mr. Waller. Think he's always been honest?
He's a crook, too.
A thoroughgoing rat. He's got no more right to those diamonds, really, than I have.
Except that he bought and paid for them.
With other people's money.
Miss Grantham's, I suppose.
What do you know about Miss Grantham?
Not too much, really, yet.
If that stuff's around here, Chief, I'll eat it.
We've been turning the place upside down.
And found nothing.
You must be tired. My triumphant gambler. Will you, have a cigar?
Ooh, crikey. Corona, Corona.
That's yourself.
I'll take one for after.
Neat. Very neat.
Thank you.
Say. Chief, I've got an idea. Maybe one of these two has the stuff on them.
I give you my word of honor, I have not got the stuff on me. Have a cigar.
No. They've been giving us the runaround ever since we got here. Now, see here. What I'd like to ask you straight is this. Would you tell a lie in a good cause? Now, answer me that.
Well,
I thought so. Frenchie, hold him while I frisk.
Wait. He wouldn't be silly enough to keep it on him. Well, how about the old girl, then?
Frisk me? You have to catch me first.
Stop! I protest.
Look out.
The old boy's got a gun.
No, no, not a gun. It's in my stuff box. See here. Stuff can be quite useful. I'll show you by blowing it.
Oh! Ow! Snap in my eye.
What the devil?
Now, I'll take that gun. Mr. Donald Meadows and the rest of you, up with your hands instantly.
Well played, James.
It's no trick, my dear. First saw it in Death Warmed Over. You don't read enough thrillers.
Now listen, you
get old... back. I know nothing about firearms. This thing might go off. God bless you. You needed help.
He's hardy as this cove.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hadn't we better bind and gag them, James?
What with, my dear?
There's some clothes lying out in the car, Eric. Of course, I've never tied up anyone, but I'm sure I could do it. I've tied up so many Christmas packages.
Well, this isn't quite the same. Now then, all of you, onto that sofa. Emily Friscoe.
With pleasure.
Mr. Meadows, you too.
What name did you call me?
Meadows, isn't it? Over there.
I'm still blind. I can't see.
Right over there. Now, my friends, remember. The wicked shall flourish like the green bay tree, but only for a season.
No guns, James. Not a gat in the crowd. I must take a look at the masked one. There, you see, he is a handsome thug.
Thank you, ma'am.
Now sit down and we'll await the police, for whom we have already sent Mr. Brook.
Well, the old cove on the bicycle. You'll have a long wait for him. We coshed him.
Poor man, you gave him a hard cosh.
Just a love tap, that's all.
Coshed him?
It's a technical term, my dear, meaning slugged.
Oh, why don't they say slugged instead of coshed?
It's traditional.
Oh, how graphic.
He's fast asleep in the garage.
Well, then when he wakes, we'll send him off again.
The four of us, trapped by a blooming pass.
We're not beaten yet.
You keep saying that, you amateurs. You had everything figured out. Now look.
Oh, keep quiet.
Don't tell me to keep quiet. I'll give you one with this.
Ah, put that pipe away.
And you, Bishop, drop that gun, please.
Debbie.
Drop it, I say. Instantly.
I got it. Stand still, my lord. You too, my lady.
Oh, good work.
Just in time, dear. Neat coming in behind him.
Ah, the woman in the case wearing a cloak. She darts in under cover of night.
Come on, dear. Let's get out of here while we can.
We can't. The swag's somewhere about.
Wait a minute. Remember when he was shooting his mouth off in the pub? There's about £1,000,000 of gold plate here belonging to the cathedral. Why shouldn't we go after that?
Because we shouldn't. But wait a moment. We could use it to bargain with him.
And I thought you were such a gentleman. Well, I was wrong. You're a rat, after all.
There's a door over in the corner. Shall we try it?
Hey, would you permit these scoundrels to lay their profane hands on the sacred vessels of the church? Emily, try to get over the light switch. I'll soon be over.
Right, old chief.
I'm afraid I must. If you won't listen to reason, frisk him for the keys.
Right. Now, stand still, my lord.
You so much as lay a hand on that gold plate. Miss Grantham, I appeal to you.
How did you know my name?
Here are the keys. Now, let's try the door.
That gold plate dates back to Tudor times. It could never be replaced.
When it's melted down, who's to say it didn't come out of my grandmother's back teeth?
Melted down? I won't allow it. I forbid you to go downstairs.
Here, this key works on the door.
Unless one fights on the side of the Lord, one fights in vain. You will never get to that plate, because my sister is going to turn out the light.
Hi there, where is he?
You'll never reach that gold plate.
He's going downstairs.
Follow him.
Fighter, we'll never get
away. I snapped the lock on the door. There, that should hold them.
You've trapped them down there.
Neatly, I think. They thought I was going down, but I didn't.
We won. It was 2-5, but we won.
Only the opening round. These men in our cellar are desperate, and you and I are still outnumbered.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
You are listening to the Theatre Guild on the Air, presented by the United States Steel Corporation. We pause now for station identification.
Now the curtain rises on the third act of The Bishop Misbehaves, starring Charles Laughton, Josephine Hull, and Vanessa Brown, and featuring Michael Evans. A bit of all right, that bishop. So far, he's acquitted himself nobly. But I don't like the idea of those ruffians down in the cellar. Didn't one of them mention he had a bit of tea on him? I hope the bishop has adequate blast insurance. Now, let's see what's going on in the living room.
Please, Bishop, let Donald go. Look, if I make him swear, he won't touch the gold plate.
No, even if he did, I'm afraid the others wouldn't listen. Now, tell me, why did you steal Mrs. Waller's jewels? Was it to square accounts with Mr. Waller?
I'm not answering any questions.
Won't you confide in me, my child? I'm sure my brother will help you.
He can't help, except by letting Donald out of there before the police arrive.
You're being very foolish. How do you know that I can't help you?
My brother's really very clever, you know. He constantly astounds me.
Well, how could he possibly help us out of this mess now?
Have a little faith, my child. Tell me what is back of all this.
I'll make a bargain with you. Let Donald out and I'll tell you. I must get him out before they steal the gold plate.
Don't keep her in this suspense, James. Tell her.
Tell me what? What devilish scheme are you hatching now?
Devilish? Nasty word.
James, they're in the walls. Listen.
Hardly, my dear. I think you will find that noise is coming from the dumb waiter over here. Let me open the door. And presto, coming up, Mr. Meadows.
Donald, in the dumb waiter.
Darling, are you all right?
A bit cramped on the way up, Mr. Meadows. No matter. You made it successfully.
James, he could have stayed in there for hours till breakfast tomorrow.
I hoped he'd find it. It's strong enough for one man. The others can remain below for the time being.
But how did you know I'd come up?
I didn't. But I never underestimate the power of love. There. That'll prevent the others from using it.
Very neat. But meanwhile, the boys are working on the door of your vault, Bishop.
The door of the vault?
Now, how did they know it was that?
Well, it's the only door that was locked.
But the gold isn't down there. Not at all.
Then what's behind that locked door?
Nothing of value.
Oh, except my jams and jellies.
I do beg your pardon, Emily.
But the way you guarded it made such a fuss.
Rather good acting. Hmm? As good as that chap Humphrey Bogart. I should think. No, my boy, I'm not really simple enough to give you still lead to our church treasure.
What about those keys they got from you?
Just a spare set I carry open the tool shed and so forth.
Oh, Bishop, do you play poker?
No, but I always fancied I'd be rather good at it.
Well, I throw in my hand. I give up.
Good. Now, you and I and Miss Grantham can get someone with haste. Miss Grantham, now you begin. Truth now, please.
All right. Mr. Waller was a friend of my father's.
Yes, and he robbed her.
Only we're helpless because we can't prove it.
Oh, I never did like that, Mr. Waller. I could tell he's the sneaky type.
My father and he were in business together. Each put up half the money. Only my father trusted Mr. Waller without signing an agreement.
After Hester's father died, Mr. Waller denied anything about the deal.
All we have is a letter from him mentioning it.
Have you got it with you?
Yes, yes, here it is.
What a shabby trick.
And so you decided to take the law in your own hands.
It was my idea. I thought if we took his jewels, it would pay Hester back.
Emulating Raffles. Not right, my boy?
Of course it was. Now, James, give them the jewel.
My dear Emily, I'm afraid we can't do that.
Why not?
We'd be compounding a felony.
I don't care. It's the law of the jungle. He stole, they stole back. It's only fair.
That does not affect the case at all. Besides, what did I tell Mr. Waller when he got here?
He's coming here.
Of course, after I locked you in the cellar, I went out and revived poor Brooke. Then I sent him off on his bicycle to Mr. Waller's with a note.
You didn't send for the police?
I'm sure we can settle this matter much better among ourselves. Now, just exactly what is behind all this?
Well, it was all my fault. We've tried all sorts of legal maneuvers to make Waller admit the deal. I finally lost my temper.
Don't you take the blame, Donald. After all, I agreed.
So we went after Waller with the only weapon he understands. Force.
Do you see the error of your ways now?
We're caught, if that's what you mean. But we were wrong.
I suppose if we hadn't been so angry with Waller, I'd never have thought we could get away with such a foolish trick.
Ah, the sinner repenteth. If the two of you feel that way, at least there is hope.
We do. So, once again, Mr. Waller's won, and we've lost.
James, we simply cannot allow that sneaky man to succeed in his villainy. Look, if James won't help you, I'll give you the jewels. I know where he ditched them.
Emily, I forbid you to implicate yourself in this way.
He's right. After all, you must remember your brother is a bishop.
All right, I'll do as you say. But I want to see that crime paid. They worked hard enough on it.
Justice will be done. I will see to that. But you all must trust me and allow me to run the affair. Agreed?
I agree. I don't see anything else to do. Do you, Donald?
No, I'm afraid the bishop is in command.
Good. Emily, when the Wallers arrive, you and Donald and Hester can go and look at the family portraits. And meanwhile, I have a rather important letter to write.
Remember, James, I know where the sparklers are ditched.
All right, Emily, all right. We've no time to waste talking.
Now, what is it all about, my lord? Turning me out of this late hour.
I have a letter here, Mr. Waller, that I'd like you to sign.
Huh? Let me read it.
Certainly. All it is a letter from you to Miss Grantham admitting your attempt to swindle her. I wrote it myself, the two of you.
Are you trying to insult me?
I am trying not to.
Well, you've got a nerve. Making a charge like that. If it was anyone else but you, I'd give him a punch in the nose.
I wouldn't do that. Down in my cellar, on their way up, are three men, rather heavily armed.
Three men?
They don't like you, Mr. Waller. They're the three who arranged your hold-up.
Call the police!
I don't think that would be discreet. If I notify the police, they'd find your pocket wallet along with the loot, and they would examine the wallet. You wouldn't want that, would you?
Why not?
Because of the dear old incriminating papers. They'd ruin you, wouldn't they, Mr. Waller? My deduction at the inn was correct, thanks to dear old Agatha Christie.
Yes, that's what you got me here for, eh? Blackmail!
Let us call it white mail. I am merely trying to force you to right a wrong.
Well, you're pretty smart, aren't you? Well, make me sign then.
Guy, what's all this I've been hearing?
You keep out of this, Millie.
I've been telling Mrs. Waller our story, and she says she was there when Hester's father gave Waller the money.
I certainly was.
Unfortunate, how extremely fortunate.
She's out of her mind.
Any action yet, James?
Sign this letter, sir.
On her word, never.
What a pity. Now I shall have to leave you to the desperate men in my cellar. You won't like it if they find your precious wallet, will you? Quite by accident, of course.
What? You let him find it?
Quite by accident. Mr. Waller, spare yourself unpleasantness. Sign the letter.
No!
You won't? Then I'll unlock the door, and who knows which one of them will cosh you.
Emily.
What? All right. Here, give me the letter.
Yeah. And thank you for witnessing, Mr. Meadows. Oh, now, Mr. Waller, one more thing. For the return of your jewels, there is one other little matter.
And what's that?
Your check for £1,000, the reward.
The reward, too, eh? You don't want much, do you?
Write him a check, Guy.
It is for the poor of my parish, you know.
Oh, blast the poor of your parish!
Guy, your manners. Write him a check.
Highway robbery it is. Well, here's your check. Now, give me the stuff.
soon as I have cashed your check.
There's no hurry, I'm sure. We trust you, Bishop.
Come on, let's get out of here.
I've enjoyed our visit. See you soon, I hope.
Well, 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 Emily. Out of evil, come out good.
James! What was that?
I am afraid, my dear, they have just blown up your jam cover.
Oh. Come up, my foolish fellows.
Our ends is up. We'll go quietly.
Did you find the plate?
You've been having high jinks with us, ain't you?
Yes, I have, but now you're free to go. My fine ring of master criminals. Provided you behave in the future.
Oh, you ain't turning this over to the police.
Well, I can't see exactly what would be the reason. Mr. Waller will certainly not press charges. And after all, I did leave my calling card in the mug. One might say I invited you all here.
All right, then. Thanks, my lord. I'll be going along.
Oh, just one moment, Red. Take a look at this photograph. Is that you?
Well, it ain't me. But it's a nice silver frame, all right.
I'll take it back, thank you.
Well, here you are. Why do you think it was me?
I didn't, but you see, now I've got your fingerprints all over the silver frame. And beautifully clear ones, too, remember?
Oh, blimey.
So you'd better behave yourself from now on, my dear friend.
And before you go, Red, would you mind leaving Grandmother Jones's antique brooch, which I'm sure is in your back pocket?
Oh, can't I have that for a keepsake? Oh, you certainly are hot. Here it is. Good night.
As for you, Collins and Frenchy, I hope that you have learned your lesson.
Oh, I have, Bishop. You've changed my whole outlook on crime. No more primrose pot for me.
Good, good, my boy.
That goes for me, too. After coming to know you, Bishop, I'm a new man.
You see, Emily, complete regeneration. Merely the force of a good example.
Now, just a minute, boys. You can't get away with that. We're sorry to shatter your illusions, Bishop, but these men are simply pulling your leg.
What do you mean?
They're not crooks at all. They're friends of mine from the university.
They're not even a second-rate crime ring. Oh, dear.
Thanks, Bishop. If we fooled you, we must have been good.
As a matter of fact, Bishop, driving for Waller wasn't exactly a joyride. Oh, well, good night. Donald, we'll wait outside for you.
Good night.
Good night.
I can't tell you how grateful we are to you, Bishop, and you, Mrs. Jones. May I kiss you good night?
Oh, I've never been kissed by a crook before. Not even a fake one. Now I'm notorious. Good night, Bishop.
Here, my dear, don't forget your document. See to it that your lawyer has it in the morning. Perhaps we'll see you both in church someday soon.
If you do us the honor of presiding at the ceremony, Bishop.
On one condition, my boy.
What's that?
That Red and Collins and Frenchy are there, too. A little church going won't hurt them a bit.
Done. Good night.
Good night.
Well, my dear. I suppose there's nothing left to do but to go to bed.
I'm sorry it's over, James. It was beautiful while it lasted. What a pity they weren't as good criminals as you are, a detective.
Thank you, my dear. You're very kind.
Just think, it all came about because we were lost and went into that pub to telephone.
Perhaps we should make a practice of getting ourselves lost more often hereafter.
James, you are a rascal at heart.
And you, my dear Emily, are a born rascal's moll.
The curtain has fallen on the Theater Guild on the Air production of The Bishop Misbehaves, sponsored by the United States Steel Corporation. We express our thanks to our stars, Charles Lawton as the Bishop of Broadminster, Josephine Hull as Mrs. Emily Jones, and Vanessa Brown as Hester, and to our featured player, Michael Evans as Donald. Our thanks also to the other members of our cast, Stuart Burge, Niall McGinnis, Philippa Bevins, Peter Forster, Bertram Cranswell, and Frederick Rolfe. And now here again is Walter Abel with a word about next week's play.
Next week, ladies and gentlemen, the Theater Guild on the Air brings its seventh season to a close with Remember the Day, a sentimental comedy about a schoolteacher and a little boy who fulfilled a dream she had for him. In the play, we have two stars, one of the first leading ladies of the American theater, Miss Helen Hayes, and from Hollywood, McDonald Carey. And now, a word from George Hicks.
Did you know that every hour of the day, a baby is born with cerebral palsy? And someone else, an adult or a child, may have been stricken as the result of an accident, a shock, or an illness. for cerebral palsy can strike anyone of any age at any time. $5 million is needed this year for research, to train personnel, and to build and equip treatment centers. Help the victims of cerebral palsy become happy, useful people by giving to the United Cerebral Palsy Fund. Send your contribution to United Cerebral Palsy in care of your local postmaster, and send it tonight.
Don't forget, next week on the United States Steel Hour, Remember the Day, starring Helen Hayes and McDonald Carey. And remember, too, that the trademark of United States Steel, USS, on any steel product is your guide to quality steel. The Theater Guild on the Air is under the supervision of Lawrence Langner, Teresa Halpern, with Armina Marshall, executive producer. S. Mark Smith is editor. Music was composed and conducted by Harold Levy. Vanessa Brown may soon be seen starring in the United Artists picture, The Fighter, which has its world premiere this week. Charles Laughton may soon be seen starring in the 20th Century Fox production of O. Henry's Baghdad on the Subway. Your announcer is Norman Brokenshire. Civil defense is everybody's job, your neighbor's and your own. You can serve in helping to guard America by joining the Ground Observer Corps. The Ground Observer Corps needs thousands of additional volunteers to scan the skies and communities throughout the land. Your help is urgently needed. Contact your local civil defense authorities for further information. The United States Steel Corporation hopes that you'll be with us next Sunday at the same time.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.